Hello, welcome to the second annual Kid State Dinner. We are so excited to be here. This White House is filled with brilliant young chefs who have cooked the most delicious, healthy meals that I've ever tasted. We could not be more thrilled, and we're going to get a chance to meet them. But we are doing this in partnership with Epicurious and USDA and Department of Ed to help inspire kids and families across the nation to cook healthy food as part of the First Lady's Let's Move initiative. And we have seen thousands of recipes from all across the country that were tested, narrowed down to two per each state. And then with some young judges and some older judges, we tasted over 100 dishes, which is no small feat to do in a couple hours. And our winners are here with us today. So without further ado, I think we should start meeting some of these brilliant young people because they are so adorable. So first up, who do we have here? Come on over here. What's your name?
John Breitfelder.
John Breitfelder. And where are you from?
New Canaan, Connecticut.
From Connecticut. Nice. So tell us what you cooked today.
Quinoa risotto with kale and shrimp.
Quinoa risotto with kale and shrimp. Now, I remember this dish, and I got to vouch for it. It was phenomenal. And do you do a lot of cooking?
Yeah.
Yeah? And is this one of your favorite dishes to cook?
Yeah.
Nice. And so now you're eating a lot of vegetables, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Did you meet the First Lady already?
Yeah, and I talked to her.
You talked to her? What'd you say?
That she was, that my teacher in New Canaan, Mrs. Hinkle, said she was the best First Lady of all time.
Wow, you heard it here first. The best First Lady of all time. I agree with her. So have so much fun in there, okay? And we'll see you in there. All right. Take care. Who's next? The best First Lady of all time. How about that? How are you? Come on over here. What's your name?
My name's Emma Kate.
Emma Kate, where are you from?
I'm from Arkansas.
From Arkansas. Okay, so what'd you cook today?
I cooked a confetti spring roll with orange cilantro sauce.
A confetti spring roll. Absolutely delicious. And is this one of your favorite dishes?
Yes.
Is it? And do you do a lot of cooking with your parents?
Yes.
Nice. And are you going to do even more now? Are you going to do even more cooking now?
Totally.
Totally, yes. All right, well, have a great time in there, and we'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
All right, bye. Who's next?
Oh-ho. Hey, how are you?
This is the hero who's helped make it happen. Thank you so much for all that you've done.
Oh, thank you for all that you've done,
and Tim. Epicurious has been leading the way, helping to make this now two in a row. And
that's right.
Hopefully forever more.
Oh, amen to that.
So tell me, what inspired you to help put this together, and what has it been for you and for Epicurious?
I think it's been more inspiring and more empowering for kids than I ever imagined. It's certainly more inspiring for me, and I think, you know, just when the First Lady came into office and said, we got to do this, we got to raise awareness, and you came on and said, let's go. I mean, with Let's Move, it's been an incredible thing. Kids are really inspired. They're into kale, they're into salmon, they're into quinoa, and they're into Greek yogurt. Every recipe this year, Greek yogurt and everything.
I know, it was a big trend.
That's right.
Quinoa, too, was
That's
everywhere.
That's right. Unbelievable. I mean, I cannot spell quinoa. I don't know about you, but I can never remember how to spell it, so.
Yeah. Last year was a lot of strawberries, but we saw a shift in the trends.
That's right. Yes. It's interesting. We can now follow food trends via these recipes.
Yes,
so.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your leadership,
Tanya.
You've been an amazing hero for all of this work, and it means so much to us.
Thank you so much,
this is just going to be thrilling.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for everything.
All My
right.
pleasure.
Bye.
All right. See you in there. Okay. Who is next? What is your name?
Cecily,
and where are you from?
Provo, Utah.
From Utah. And what did you cook today?
I made lettuce cups, but I call them lucky lettuce cups.
They're lucky lettuce cups. Do they bring you good luck?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you put in those lucky lettuce cups?
There's brown rice, chicken, zucchini, scallions, and pepper. There's ginger, a lot of other vegetables.
Wow. And what's your favorite vegetable?
Probably the zucchini.
Nice. I'm a big fan of zucchini. The First Lady grows zucchini in the garden. Did you just get to meet her?
Yes.
How was that?
It was really cool.
She's pretty nice, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we are so proud of you, and your lucky lettuce cups were delicious.
Okay. Well.
So have fun in there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, who's next? Come on. Look at this stylish young fella. How's it going? What's your name?
Corbin.
Corbin, and where are you from?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston, South Carolina. Look at how they do it in Charleston, South Carolina. Now, that's style, if I've ever seen it. So what'd you cook today?
It's called a Bring It On Brussels Sprout Wrap.
A Bring It On Brussels Sprout Wrap. And what goes into that?
There is Brussels sprouts, pinto beans, avocado, lime juice, spices, and whole wheat tortilla.
That sounds delicious. And so do you like to cook? Do you do a lot of cooking?
Yes.
Nice. And is this one of your favorite dishes? You look like somebody's got a bunch of other recipes up your sleeve. You got other stuff you cook?
Yeah.
Nice. And what's your favorite vegetable?
Vegetable?
Yeah.
Probably cucumber.
Cucumber. I like that. We do that. All right. Well, listen, did you have fun meeting the first lady?
Yes.
That was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, have fun in there. Congratulations. We're so proud of you. And we'll see you in a little bit. All right.
Sure.
Michael Curtin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Sam. How are you?
So Michael Curtin's team helped us cook all of those dishes, a feat of unbelievable proportion. And DC Central Kitchen is one of the greatest organizations I know, cooking for people of greatest need, helping to train people who need job skills to be chefs, and just doing amazing, heroic work. So thank you for being here. Thank you for your partnership.
Thank you, my man. And it's I was thinking about it coming over here today, that what we did was actually, we did a 120-course meal for six people in about 2.5 hours.
That's right.
How about that?
It was unbelievable.
But it's amazing to be back here with Sam and the First Lady. Let's Move. Doing what we do, giving people new opportunities, training folks, and then working with those folks in the public schools with locally sourced scratch cooked meals has been amazing. And spending most of my days in the basement of one of the country's largest homeless shelters, it's always nice to see how the different part of DC operates on here. So it's a great honor, very humbling to be part of this amazing thing that you've done and that you're pushing across the country.
Well, thank you so much. Your support and leadership means the world to us. And, you know, what a day, huh?
It's awesome. The kids are great. I'm not sure who's more popular, Mrs. Obama or the balloon guy.
I think balloon guy has given her a good run. I got to be honest.
But he's doing great.
All right. Well, thanks, Sam, so much for being here.
Thank you so much, my brother. Yep, good seeing you.
Soon.
Take care. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Come on over here. Hello. My goodness. Look at you. What's your name?
Devanshi Udeshi.
Devanshi, you look amazing. Where are you from?
I'm from Sugarland, Texas.
From Texas. Hailing from Texas. And what'd you cook today?
A slam dunk veggie burger.
A slam dunk veggie burger. And what was the vegetables in your burger?
Lettuce, tomatoes, green beans, corn, carrots, avocados. And it was based on quinoa. So the patty is high in protein.
Wow, there you go. Look at the sophistication of these kids. It's just unbelievable. And how was meeting the First Lady?
It was great. I never thought I would be able to do that, and it was an awesome experience.
That's great. She's really nice, huh?
Of course. Yeah, she is.
All right. Are you excited for the meal?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna
really
be
great.
Delicious.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have so much fun. We're so proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Come on over here. What is your name?
Lewis.
And where are you from?
New Mexico.
From New Mexico. All right, Lewis. What did you make today?
A spinach frittata.
A spinach frittata. And what goes in a spinach frittata?
Lots of eggs.
Lots of eggs. That's right. And some spinach, I would assume.
Yeah.
And do you like to cook? You do a lot of cooking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And are you excited to be here today? This is pretty fun, huh?
Yes, very.
Did you ever think you'd be in the White House?
No.
And meet the First Lady?
No.
Was that pretty cool?
Yes, very.
Nice. All right. Well, listen, have so much fun in there. It's going to be great. Are you hungry?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. It's time to eat. All right, great to meet you, man. Take care. Come on over here. How are you?
What's your name?
Vijay.
Vijay, and where are you from? Come on in here. Where are you from?
Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And what did you make?
Spring rolls.
Spring rolls. Are we serving those spring rolls today? I think we might be. And what goes in your spring rolls?
There's bean sprouts and pork and mushrooms.
That sounds really good. We may have to have you come over and help me cook dinner for the president. What do you think?
That sounds good.
you be willing to help me? Yeah. All right. Sometimes I need some help. Was it cool meeting the first lady?
Yeah.
Pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, I think you look very spiffy, and I think you're going to have a blast today.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you for all you're doing. We're proud of you. All right, how cute are these kids, huh? Just unbelievable. Come on in here. What's your name?
Eleanor Cowell.
Eleanor, and where are you from?
Hawaii.
Hawaii. We love Hawaii. And what did you make?
Curry chicken salad.
I remember your curry chicken salad. It was delicious. And what goes in your curry chicken salad?
Chicken,
yeah.
Lettuce,
okay.
Quinoa, bell pepper, and raita on the side.
Nice. And do you cook a lot?
Yes.
And you love it?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite vegetable?
I like so many. It's hard to decide.
That's the best answer you could possibly give. I love that. All right. Well, we are so proud of you. Thank you for coming here. And how cool was it to meet the first lady?
It was super cool. She's really nice.
Isn't she nice? That's so great. All right. Well, have fun in there. Eat up because it's going to be tasty. And we'll see you in there, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. How are you?
Good.
What's your name?
Olivia Beauchamp.
Olivia, where are you from?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. And what did you make today?
Chicken curry salad sandwich.
Chicken curry salad sandwich. And what kind of bread did you use for your sandwich?
A whole wheat pita.
There you go. Whole wheat pita. See, a lot of whole grains. We love that. And how was it meeting the first lady?
Oh, it's just, amazing. Like, who else can do that? So it's really fun.
That's great. Well, we're so proud of you. Thank you for all that you're doing, and I hope you have a lot of fun in there.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, I got two very special guests here. Come on over here. I need a big hug from both of you. These are our two judges. What's your name?
Kalita Willie.
And?
Sabrina Burton.
And these two tasted like 110 dishes. Was that not crazy?
Well, I was full, but I made it through the day.
She was full, but she made it through the day. That's exactly how I felt. And what did you think of all the dishes?
It was good. A lot of them was good and healthy.
A lot of them were really good and healthy, even though they had things that we couldn't even really know what they were. But they were like all kinds of vegetables, but they were good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what was the trick to getting through it?
Well, you had to pace yourself and take like a piece of everything and try it.
Yeah, but just a small piece, right? If you took too many bites, you were gonna get full, right?
Yeah. No, not me.
Yes. Yes. And are you guys just so excited to be here?
Yeah.
How was it meeting the first lady?
It was fun. I felt like a little ant compared to her.
You felt like a little egg compared to her? Yeah, well, you know, you're a little eggish compared to her. She's very tall, right?
Yeah.
Are you excited for the meal?
Yeah.
Well, I am on Disney X. I am. You saw that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good. Well, listen, we are so proud of you guys. Thank you. We're all here because you guys helped make it happen. So thank you for all that you did, and I hope you have fun in there.
Thank you.
Have fun, okay? All right. Who's next? They're awesome. What they did was just unbelievable. Come on in here. Got a pinstripe suit. How you doing? What's your name?
Taddy.
Taddy, where are you from?
Illinois,
that's what I'm talking about. I'm from Chicago, so I'm an Illinois brother of yours. And so what'd you cook today?
A black bean wrap with jicama corn salsa.
I remember that black bean wrap. And what was the wrap?
Well,
it was like a tortilla?
Yeah, it was a tortilla.
Nice. And do you do a lot of cooking?
Yeah.
And you love it, huh? What's your favorite vegetable?
Apples, green apples.
That's your favorite fruit. What about vegetable?
Oh, vegetable, broccoli.
Nice. I'm a big broccoli guy myself, I got to be honest. And how was it meeting the first lady?
Really surprising.
Was it cool?
Yeah.
What surprised you the most?
Just someone that's married to the president I'm seeing right there in front of me. So
right.
Just
right there. And who would you rather meet, the president or Bo?
President.
All right, good. Good answer, because you're in his house. Well, we're proud of you, and thank you so much for coming, and I hope you have a blast in there, okay? All right, see you soon. Come on over here. I'm glad he answered that properly, because I'm sure. How are you?
I'm good.
What's your name?
Breeze.
Breeze, and where are you from?
Wyoming.
From Wyoming, the beautiful state of Wyoming. And what'd you cook today?
Scrumptious chili with zucchini cornbread.
Scrumptious chili. Let's get this right. And what's in your chili?
It's just a basic chili recipe with chili beans, pepper, chili pepper.
Right. And is it one of your favorite dishes?
Yes, chili is definitely my favorite dish.
There you go. I'm a big chili guy myself. And how was it meeting the First Lady?
It was really awesome.
It was awesome, huh?
Yeah.
And are you excited? Do you ever think you'd be in the White House?
Never.
And are the people being very friendly to you?
Yes.
Everybody's very nice, right? Well, good. Well, have so much fun. We're so proud of you. And we'll see you in there, yeah? All right. Take care. All right. How are you?
Good.
What's your name?
Ganesh.
Ganesh, and where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, and what'd you cook?
I cooked lentil spinach soup and mint chutney.
I remember that lentil soup, and is it one of your favorites?
Yeah.
Nice, you eat it a lot?
Yeah.
And what are some of your favorite, what's one of your favorite dishes?
Oregano, lemon seasoned calamari.
Wow, that's very fancy. You make that too?
Yeah.
This guy could be a real chef. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I haven't thought of it yet.
That's fine. You have a couple years to figure it out. I'm just kidding. You got a long time. I still don't know if I want to be a chef, so you got time. You'll figure it out. Well, listen, have so much fun. We're proud of you, and I hope you like the food. It's cooked by the White House chef, so it should be pretty good. What do you think?
Thank you.
All right. Have a good time in there. Come on over here. What's going on? What's your name?
Noah.
Noah, and where are you from, Noah?
Maine, Waterville.
Waterville, Maine. Maine is such a beautiful state. What'd you cook today?
Vegan powerhouse pesto pasta.
Vegan powerhouse underscore powerhouse pesto pasta. Okay, and what is in your vegan powerhouse pesto pasta?
Avocado, some spinach, quinoa pasta noodles,
It's okay. Some basil. Is there some basil?
Yes, there's some basil.
Yeah. And that sounds delicious. Is that one of your favorites?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Any other favorites?
No, I think that's my favorite.
That's it. Nice. And look, that favorite dish got you here to the White House to meet the First Lady. How cool is that?
Great. I'm really excited.
And how was it meeting the First Lady?
Great.
Was she amazing?
Yes.
She's pretty tall, huh?
Uh-huh.
But she's very nice, right?
Yes.
Good. Well, we are excited that you're here. Have a blast in there, and we'll see you soon, okay?
Okay, thank
you. All right, thank you. Oh. So cute. Oh, my God, these kids are amazing. Unbelievable, right? Okay, who's next? Come on over here. You look amazing. What's your name?
Kendall,
and where are you from?
Selma, Alabama.
Ooh, we got a Selma, Alabama young lady here, and what did you cook today?
Kale, broccoli, chicken, and apple salad.
Kale, broccoli, and chicken, and apple salad. I remember your salad. Is this one of your favorites?
Yes.
And how was it meeting the First Lady?
It was very fun.
It was very fun. What was the first thing that came to your mind?
Hugging her.
Hugging her? And you did, right? She gave you a big hug, right? And what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be on Disney Channel and be a gymnastics teacher or something for a mom.
A gymnastics teacher, model, and Disney Channel star. That sounds like a pretty good career to me. All right, well, we are very proud of you. Have a great time in there, and we'll see you in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right, take care. Cute. Come on over here, man. What's your name?
Nicholas.
Where are you from?
I'm from Colorado and Brazil.
Colorado and Brazil. Love that. And
in Brazil, but then I moved over here to Colorado. Then I moved over to Colorado.
How old were you when you moved to Colorado? Young.
Yeah, like 5 or 6.
Okay, nice. And what'd you cook?
For here?
Yeah.
I cooked a sushi salad.
Oh, what was in your sushi salad? I remember your sushi salad.
There was spinach. It was like, and you could mix baby greens with it.
Uh-huh.
And then you could rip up some pieces of, you know, those seaweed snacks?
I do. I know what you're talking about.
rip up the pieces of the seaweed snacks and put them in the bowl, and then you put it with where you put the spinach, and then you cook some salmon, and then cut a little piece of salmon, put it in, and then you make brown rice or whatever rice you want. I suggest brown rice.
Suggestion, brown rice, point.
And then you could put it in, and then for the salad dressing, you need rice vinegar, sesame oil, and canola oil, and mix it together in a bowl, and then you put it in, and it's ready to serve.
That is amazing. Did you guys pick that up? Is everybody watching? You got that? Because that's a serious recipe. Well, we are very proud of you. How was it meeting the First Lady?
It was pretty awesome.
Nice. And one last question. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm thinking about a chef or an engineer.
Or a chef engineer. I'm sure we can blend those two. I don't know what that would do, but we could figure something out.
He can build the restaurant and then cook in the restaurant.
He's going to build the restaurants and cook in them. That's what I'm talking about. All right, man. We're proud of you. Have fun in there, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Unbelievable. Come on over here. And what about the boy with the... I want the kid from Taipei. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Where are you from?
California.
And what's your name?
Rose.
Rose from California. Okay, Rose, what did you cook today?
I made pork and tofu lettuce cups.
Those pork and tofu lettuce cups were so good. They were one of my absolute favorites. They were delicious. So what? Can you tell everybody what it was? Because I'm telling you, this killer recipe.
So it was a cooked pork mixed with tofu, and then you would put them inside of a piece of lettuce. You'd put some inside and top it with vegetables.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you, you guys got to get this recipe. It's to die for. And do you want to be a chef when you grow up, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe. What else?
Software engineer.
Chef or software engineer. It's like the future is bright for this country. Look at these young people. Well, congratulations. We are so proud of you. And I hope you have a great time today.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. Come on over here. What's your name?
Amber Kelly.
Amber Kelly. Amber Kelly, where are you from?
I'm from the other Washington.
The other Washington. Way on the other side of the country. It's far. And it was a long flight, huh?
Yeah, it was like 6 hours.
Oh, yeah. But look, you made it. You're doing okay?
I'm okay. I'm fine.
And what'd you cook today?
I made a nummy no-noodle lasagna. It's no-noodle lasagna, although instead you use zucchini.
Ah, so instead of the pasta, you use slices of zucchini? Brilliant. And do you like that? You eat that a lot?
Yeah, it's really good. We have to make pans full because my whole family eats like a pan every time.
So you got to make a big old
thing.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah,
huh?
It is.
And you cook a lot?
Yeah, I cook. I've been cooking with my mom for as long as I can remember.
That is great. So is this your favorite dish to make?
One of them.
Give me another one.
I like making Moroccan pasta.
Nice. What goes into Moroccan pasta?
Lots of spices, spinach, spaghetti, sauce.
That sounds good. So if I ever need a little help here, cooking for the president, First Lady, you come help me out?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see. If I'm ever in trouble, I'll give you a shout. All right, well, listen, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I don't know. I haven't even thought about that because I'm still trying to take in what's happening right now.
That is like wisdom of many years right there. Don't worry about what you're going to be. Just take it all in right now, and especially today because you're in the White House, right?
I can't believe it.
How was meeting the First Lady?
Amazing. Like, she's awesome.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's
crazy. We're so proud of you. Thank you for all that you're doing. Keep cooking. It's so important. Keep feeding your family well, and have a great time in there. We'll see you in a second. All right. Take care. All right. All right. So that is a little sample of the kids here. We are just, you can see they're brilliant, right? These young kids are amazing. So we're going to head in now because the lunch is about to start. So if you just come with me over here, you can get a quick little peek. We have amazing tables displayed. We have kids with the real White House china. And they're getting the full butler service. It's absolutely amazing. So thank you for joining us. Keep watching. And this is just this is the best day of the year, at least in my opinion, here at the White House. So we were going to have a blast. So thank you all.